This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. The topic at hand, does the addition of Deebo Samuel make Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC, or was he already there? And this is just a cherry on top type of move to add another versatile offensive weapon to his repertoire.
I'm kind of surprised that nobody's repping for Stafford anymore.
I think because he's old and kind of beat up, and he's 37 now. Like, I think the general consensus is his best days are behind him.
Him, but he could still be the best. I mean, I'm not saying that he is, but I'm just surprised.
I don't know that he can crack.
He's a top five.
Top two or three.
Yeah, top five.
Yeah. What were you going to say about these?
It's weird because, like, obviously resume counts towards something, but if something happened so long ago, like, do people actually, still count it toward, like, Jared Goff's Super Bowl appearance, does that go towards his resume when you're trying to rank all of these?
I don't think so.
NFC.
For currents?
Yeah.
I think
recency effect.
That's why Goff is considered potentially the top guy in the NFC.
And Goff's been very good since he was acquired in that trade with Detroit. He was almost,
I know, I'm just saying,
like, it's a throw-in type player, but he's been very good.
It's a delicate balance.
Because, one thing which Jaden does that Goff doesn't do all the time, Jaden's really good at taking care of the football.
Right.
He doesn't throw many interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Goff threw a ton this year, but he had the 5-interception game, and then in the playoffs, he had 3 interceptions.
Well, he's never
going to
have a 5-interception game. I'm convinced of that. I'm willing to make the bet right now he never has a 5-interception game.
I don't know if he's ever had one.
Yeah.
I know, that second year at Arizona State, he had 10 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. But that's an outlier. Every other season of his career, he's been really incredible when you look at touchdown to interception ratio. Not to mention the legs.
Well, not many quarterbacks are going to have a 5-interception game.
What would you want him to improve upon in this offseason? What do you want? Because I don't even think you could say, like, I don't think he's going to gain much weight. I think his body type is his body type. And I like his litheness, if that's even a word. I like his, how he uses his body to his advantage when he's running. But I think I would like him to be a little bit better with decision making on getting rid of the ball. Instead of taking these dumb little sacks.
Yeah, a little
quicker.
Instead
of taking these, like, 2-yard sacks when you're running, just get rid of the ball.
I'm being picky. You're asking, what are they going to take away? I don't think you can take away a guy's legs. Like, I'm sure every team has tried to do that with Lamar Jackson for years, and they haven't been able to do it. And Jaden's very close to that level. I think he'll always be able to run for 600-plus yards minimum.
Mm-hmm. And, well, at least in the first, like, 60 to 70% of his career.
Yeah.
Now, if he gets like 30, if he's still playing at 34, 35, like, age is going to take a toll. Like,
I think
he's going to slow down at some point.
I think what he excels at the most are the deep balls to the outside. So I would imagine that teams are going to try, and I remember Belichick talking about this when he was drafted, they're going to try to have him throw more over the middle where, look, this is nitpicking. He had a couple balls sail high this year. Those tend to be kind of that intermediate range throw over the middle, tight window type throws. But that's nitpicking. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would just imagine.
Every quarterback has bad throws.
Yeah, I imagine that's what teams would try to do.
He still completed 70% of his passes as a rookie.
Like, now, they were one of the top teams with screens, so of course the completion percentage is going to be high.
I'll tell you exactly, Eric, what you, I guess, should be worried about or what can cause problems next season.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with Cliff. It's Cliff getting his new toy in Debo, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, and last season, Eric, you said, let Jaden cook. That was your mantra. That's what
when they hit that losing streak.
I mean, that's you're screaming that from the mountaintops. You just let Jaden cook with the ball in his hands. But if Cliff all of a sudden becomes enamored and infatuated with Debo and all of these tunnel screens, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's screen-a-palooza, you're kind of taking the ball out of Jaden's hands.
Well, it already was screen-a-palooza this year.
Well, can you imagine if you get Debo, then all of a sudden it's screen-a-palooza times two?
I just think they're going to be throwing a screen. I think that my guess would be they're going to throw a similar amount of screens because that's part of his offense. It's just going to be to Debo Samuel right. instead of Oz.
They're throwing it to a more OZ. Effective player, yeah. to a better player.
That's the only thing. I mean, it's very nitpicky, yeah. but that's the only thing I'm worried about is that if you fall in love with your new toy and you're trying to force tunnel screens when it's second and 10,
I understand the point, but I don't think he's going to get away from Terry McLaurin coming off of a breakout year. Like, no. He knows that's the. The alpha wide receiver.
I know that's
on
the alpha,
team.
But I'm just saying. Cliff has a new toy. He likes running screens, and then all of a sudden, that's taking up the majority of plays that you're calling.
It's possible. It's possible that he could just regress. I don't think any of us expect that. But to bring up Jalen Hurts, 2022, people were talking about him as one of the top quarterbacks in the game. He had 22 touchdown passes with just 6 interceptions to go along with all the running. Well, then he followed that up in 2023,
bad year.
23-15, mm-hmm. and was throwing.
He was
banged up. People were just talking about him throwing interceptions all the time.
He was banged up that year.
His rating went from 102 to 89.
Mm-hmm. But then,
this year he bounced back to 104.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it helps that you have Saquon.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Of course, we have Dante Whitner coming up. In the last segment, make sure you stay tuned for that.
He should give us some good Debo insight because mm-hmm. he's a Niners guy.
For sure. Let's go to Marcus Brandywine. Marcus, what's up, man?
What's going on, Junks? How are you feeling this morning?
Hey, Marcus. Good.
All right, so I got 2 points. First one is, as a casual NFL fan of an NFC team with, let's say, a top five quarterback in the NFC, of course, when you ask who's the best quarterback in the NFC, they're going to say their quarterback. Now, it's not close in any form, way, shape, form, or fashion that Jaden is the top quarterback in the NFC because he's been in the NFC for 1 year. Now, to you guys' point about the resume, if Jaden Daniels has been in the league as long as a Jared Goff or as long as a Matt Stafford and, you know, the numbers don't shape up, of course we can go then to the resume. But as it stands after the 2024-2025 season, Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in NFC and any NFL fan should know that. Now, of course, they don't. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But numbers speak loud. Actions speak louder. And he showed that he was the best quarterback in the NFC. So let's get that out the way first, right? I'll say that. So second point, as far as Debo adding to Jaden's numbers or anything like that, I want to – so it's kind of like a two-parter here. First, Debo – if anything, I wouldn't be surprised if Debo Samuels took away from Jaden Daniels' running numbers in a good way, though. Not like so. Jaden played 20 games last season. I would say it takes 5 to 6 games for defenses to figure out what he does well, right? And they tried. You know, they tried. It was times on runs where defenses were there. I mean, you know, guys were there, and he put on his cape, and you know. Then the guys weren't there all of a sudden. So the defenses can try to scheme a way to stop Jaden Daniels, but this is a guy that's just a natural playmaker, whether it be with his arm or with his legs. So I don't see his numbers decreasing because of something that the defense is doing. I see maybe his numbers decreasing because maybe he doesn't have to scramble as much because we have this gadget, because we're not waiting, I guess, longer for plays to develop where then the line breaks down and now he has to escape. Now you have an additional guy that you can, you know, scheme up bubble screens, jet sweeps, drags, just something quick to get the ball out of his hands. And if it works, then great. If it doesn't, then he puts his cape on and then he can go. And then for, I guess, I was hearing a lot about how signing Debo may take away from Terry McLaurin's production in a way. I will very, very loosely compare this situation to the first thing that comes to mind, which is Philly. You know, they're in these. Well, Philly with Saquon and AJ Brown, right? You have Marcus,
thank you for the call.
Well, see, the way that I look at it is it's going to take away from Terry. Don't you think he's going to kind of fill the
role
they used a bunch of people in? So you take what Diami gave you plus OZ gave you plus Noah Brown, and that's going to be Samuel's percentage. Samuel's percentage.
I'm just saying you added the S yesterday.
Apostrophe S.
Okay.
His percentage of plays is going to be similar to those guys combined.
If you add Debo to the mix and his rushing numbers take an uptick, he only went for 136 last year. Say he rushes for 250. And that eats into Jaden's rushing, that's fine. Like, if you wanted to reduce the wear and tear on Jaden by giving Debo 3 to 5 carries per game,
it doesn't matter who does it.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who does it.
That's part of why you acquired him, because he's versatile all over your offense. I have no problem whatsoever with letting Debo rush the ball some, especially if it takes pressure off of Jaden.
Replicating what McLaurin did last year is going to be very difficult.
Well, I mean, he's going to face touchdown regression this upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not the catches or the targets or the yards, but like 13 touchdowns is
he could still have a great year and score 8 or 9 touchdowns.
Correct.
And some of those other touchdowns go to Debo or go to Ertz. Or, I mean, this is wild. Maybe a few more go to Ben Sinnott, the guy that you spent a second-round pick on that you might utilize more in year two.
Well, you're forgetting the roster's going to look different. There's guys that aren't on the team yet that will be.
True.
And those guys could be guys scoring touchdowns.
All right, let's go to...
Whether it's a rookie or free agent.
This time next week, we're going to know about some of those guys.
Oh, it's going to be so tasty.
And some of the guys who will have signed with other teams. Like, we went through it earlier in the show. Take somebody like Dante Fowler Jr. You might already find out that he's signed with Arizona or whoever.
I said he was a 10. 10 out of 10 to re-sign Dante Fowler.
I think we're going to put that up on social media later.
Let's go to Gary in Rockbridge. Gary, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
So what's going on, Donks?
Hey, Gary.
Talked to y'all yesterday.
What's up?
I just want to say it's definitely a cherry on top. No doubt. He's the best. And I have a question for JP.
Yes,
sir. He claims that Hurts is the best quarterback because he finally won a Super Bowl. So my question is, does he think that Hurts is better than Marino? And does he think Dilfer is better than JD?
No.
All right. Put Gary on hold, but keep it up. We need to guess where Gary's from. That accent is just fascinating.
I mean,
it's fascinating.
What is your instinct?
He said the town.
Do you also want to get profession?
I don't even know where Rockbridge is. Is that someplace in Virginia? I don't know. But I don't know. Is that a Virginia accent?
I mean, he's originally from West Virginia.
You got West Virginia? All right, I'm going to go he's from the sticks of North Carolina somewhere.
Yeah.
Like Nowhereville, North Carolina, population 300.
I'll say Alabama. I have no idea.
Jason, you have a guess?
Well, since you said he was from Virginia, I'm just going to say somewhere in the mountains, Shenandoah.
Okay.
All right. You think that's where he was born?
Oh, I don't. Sure.
Yeah. Gary, where are you from, buddy?
Yeah. I'm actually 5 minutes away from VMI.
Oh, he's
down
deep
there.
Virginia.
That's like.
And you win.
BMI,
what is that, Lexington?
No disrespect. Yeah. One of the worst campuses.
And we're not
going
to play the game. What's your profession?
Right down 81.
I was a construction worker for a while until I got hurt. So I've been on disability for several years.
Oh, that sucks.
That stinks.
Three back surgeries, reconstructed right hand.
Yuck.
Oh, Jesus. What were you doing?
46 years old.
What were you doing? Working on roofs or something?
I used to build bridges.
Oh, yeah. Would you fall off a freaking bridge?
Manly man.
Yeah, it made a man out of me. I broke my ass up.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
When we come back,
have a good one.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
We'll be joined by Dante Whitner, Niners
analyst
for NBC Bay Area. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.